Hi, I'm Angela Hassall from Genuine Business. So, emotional intelligence, what is it and why is it important today? Maybe it's a subject new to you or you've heard about it and thought it's that touchy-feely stuff and it's not for me. Probably for most who have heard about it have no idea why it's necessary for your success. This misunderstanding could be costly as it's likely the reason why you're not achieving success as you would like. It has a very new relevance for this new age. As the global market stresses the need for more empowerment of people so we can produce better quality at lower cost in order to be competitive. Crucial in support of real empowerment is the ability to be emotionally intelligent. And I'm going to introduce to you emotional intelligence as the cornerstone to successful business and successful business people. And the plus side will be that you will be a successful person in your life too. I came across emotional intelligence in the middle 90s with Daniel Goldman's work. In 1996, he wrote a book called Emotional Intelligence and Why It Matters More Than IQ, which is quite a controversial statement, as we historically in the UK and I think throughout the world have built success on the idea of achieving success in academia and if you have a large IQ. Lots of people have built their careers and their aspirations based on that fact. So, what Daniel Goldman showed was that certainly IQ is an aspect that is important, but it is merely the gatekeeper to success. Beyond IQ, you now need, and he attributed the trait that was making people successful, in fact, and has always made people successful, is their ability to be emotionally intelligent. I'd like to tell you an interesting story. In fact, there's only one person in all the many individuals that I've met throughout my career over the last 30 years working with people who decided not to go ahead with the programs that we were involved in. We've been invited into Bristol Myers Squibb, the global pharmaceutical company, who have, as one of their cornerstones to their business, empowerment given to their workforce. We were invited to work with some of their team leaders and their manager, and we were using emotional intelligence as the tool to grow performance and create change. This particular guy had previously been a police officer and had gone back to school to acquire more qualifications, thinking that would make the difference. That would be the thing that would make him rise through the ranks and eventually be that successful person at the top of the tree. After our first meeting, we talked about emotional intelligence, explaining that your IQ is at its limits by the time you reach your late teens. Beyond that, we're looking to our emotional intelligence for the success in our lives. He was in his early 30s. The following week, he did not appear for his appointment, and his boss told me he decided this was not for him. His boss and his colleagues continued and derived an immense impact on their lives and careers. And the outcome for the non-starter was, a few months later, he found himself out of a job. I'd always hoped that eventually he allowed himself to see his emotional intelligence was that doorway to the success he was looking for, and hoped the penny dropped sometimes later. So, what is emotional intelligence, and why does this matter now? Emotional intelligence is the missing ingredient in the recipe for competitiveness in people. For competitiveness in people in today's society, in today's organisations, they are looking for people to be more accountable, and we're looking for the idea of empowerment, self-empowerment, and those actions are based on trust, openness, and authenticity, a very crucial aspect of emotional intelligence. People have to be more visible as business changes, and the traits needed to excel, crucially important in the 1990s, were team building and adapting to change. The traits we were looking for work to be within work, to be a change catalyst and have the ability to leverage and have the ability to use diverse and creative options to find solutions and put them into place. Successful, well-managed companies are demanding, yet they are giving. They are structured, yet they're fluid. They are disciplined, yet they are created. Confident, yet self-critical. Supportive, yet stretching. Accountable, yet blame-free, and trusting, yet managed. These aspects require emotionally intelligent people to be there at the head of those organisations. There are misunderstandings made about emotional intelligence. It's not just about being nice. It does not mean giving free rein to feeling. Emotional intelligence is measured by competency. And competency examples are something like confronting someone with an uncomfortable but consequential truth that they have been avoiding. I don't think that most people would say that that was just about being nice. Another competency example is managing feelings that are expressed appropriately and effectively, enabling people to work together smoothly towards common goals. Is that being overly emotional, soft? I don't think so. And what we're looking at is new thinking for new ideas, as testing for competence rather than intelligence. Professor David McCallum in 1973, way back then, looked at 500 corporations and looked at those 25 years of empirical studies. And what they point to is to create empowerment, the importance of emotional intelligence in excellence on the job, virtually any job, the soft skills matter more. Even more in hardwired areas like accountancy and IT. More of those aspects are more likely to be missing in those individuals who have chosen those careers. They are more and more necessary for top performance and likely identify the lack of performance. Emotional intelligence is about personal traits. Competencies in this areas, this means a set of habits that lead to more effective or superior job performance, which adds, and this is the most important thing for most businesses, clear economic value to the effort to a person in their given roles. So how is emotional intelligence actually helping to do that? Well, the competencies allow people to use their emotional intelligence in a synergistic way with their cognitive ones. Top performers have got both, and the more complex the job, the more emotional intelligence matters. In more recent work, absolutely, emotional intelligence has been attributed to success. And as you continue through your career and your life, aspiring to high levels within your business life, emotional intelligence will become more and more the reason why you are achieving success in your career. So, in today's business, what are employers looking for? What do they want? Well, they tell us they want people who have the ability to listen in all their communication. They want people to be adaptable and have creative responses to setbacks and obstacles. They want people who are personally motivated and have confidence in their work, working towards goals, who want to develop their own career and take pride in their accomplishments. And they're looking for people who will be good in groups, and they have that interpersonal effectiveness within their organisations. So all of those aspects are absolutely bedrocks within the competency areas that we're looking to develop within your emotional intelligence. Certainly in the 90s, we were using the word empowerment, and that was a bit tricky because I worked with Bristol Myers Squibb, and they were an organisation that was certainly working with that model. But how do you empower people? I know that was a great problem for people who were leading other people. It's a great concept, but how do you do it? Really, you can't empower people. You can only create the climate and the structure in which they will take that responsibility. So what employers want and still do is cooperation. They want work skills which include negotiation of disagreements. They want people to be affected in their organisations. They want people to work and to contribute to leadership. They want people who are able to work with teams and teamwork, all essential elements of emotional intelligence. So when we looked at and asked employers what they wanted seven things. And of those seven competencies, just one was academic. But unfortunately, what we're finding is when we talk to human resources, when they're meeting people in different companies, what they are finding is that IQ is improving because, of course, remember, we put the focus on that. But EQ, that's emotional intelligence, is declining. Dr. Thomas in the University of Vermont in Canada, in his study, started in the 1980s, followed for the last 20 years and showed that emotional intelligence competencies are falling. Albert Einstein himself, probably the man that we attributed with the biggest brain and the biggest intellect, said, "We should take care not to make the intellect our God. It has, of course, powerful muscles, but no personality. It cannot lead, it would only serve." I think in this instance, he was referring to personality as emotional intelligence. So looking for those empowered organisations, what we need to look at is our emotional intelligence. And the great thing is that we can do something about it, because emotional intelligence is not fixed genetically, and it does not depend on early childhood and those aspects that people like Malcolm Gladwell, author of The Outliers, when he looked at and identified the various aspects of successful people, the things he came up with, which are very significant, was that success was attributed to when you were born and at what time of the year you were born, because that would affect the time of the year that you first started your academic education. He found success coincided with the intake, and if you were one of the oldest members of your class, you were likely more successful than those at the other end of the year who were disadvantaged by being young in their age group. Unlike IQ, which changes a little after the teen years, emotional intelligence is largely learned and continues to develop as we go through life. And we learn from our experience. Competencies keep growing and people get better and better, so eventually overcoming that early disadvantage. So if we take emotional intelligence and say, so how does it help then to overcome those obstacles? Well, emotional intelligence is a person's ability to understand their own emotions and to act appropriately using those emotions, and even more importantly, not allow those emotions to overflow and impact on people. As someone who's leading other people, absolutely, an aspect of the happiness model, which is very much a model we use here at Genuine Business, and it underlines all our programs, choose what attitude you're bringing to work. The higher you are within organisations, your attitude will impact and flow over into everyone around you, even if you're not aware of it. And a good example of that was working with an organisation which was steeped in motor racing. Their MD was the influencer. He was the person that once he arrived, it was his mood that affected performance for everyone. His mood and his emotions flowed through the building. We're talking about 150 people. And his emotional intelligence impacted and contributed to a successful day, or a successful day, a day that was not successful. Your ability to be aware of your emotions is a critical factor within organisations, and successful day-to-day emotionally intelligent people have the ability to think. They can think through a big picture. It allows those people to pick out meaningful trends from a wealth of information, and they think strategically for the future. In addition, they also have the ability to perceive future before others. They're the people that think of innovation and creativity. They think of a new solution to things, and 6 months later, it becomes the best idea in the marketplace. You know, the best thing since sliced bread. The thing that everybody's talking about. Emotionally intelligent people ascribe to being able to do that. And what we're saying is, it is 90% of the difference in high performance to average performance. And that is all solely attributed to your emotional intelligence. IQ takes second place to emotional intelligence in determining outstanding job performance. IQ alone has to leave at least 75% of job success to IQ alone. And at best, 75% of job success is unexplained, and at worst, 96%. IQ does not determine who succeeds and who fails. With emotional intelligence, we are assuming the intellectual and technical abilities are in place. As I say, what it is the gatekeeper. IQ opens the door to that next level of success. Emotional intelligence focuses on personal qualities, things like initiative, empathy, adaptability and persuasiveness. And in Daniel Goldman's later work, when he was looking at emotional intelligence in respect of leadership, it was that ability to be resonant, have synergy with people. That was clearly the thing that gained people success, in their ability to take people along with them, for them to be a visionary, to be persuasive. Emotional intelligence is twice as important as purely cognitive abilities. And it is not that IQ and technical skills are irrelevant. They are that entry requirement for executive positions. The higher you are, the more your emotional intelligence comes into play, and those other aspects of what you do fall away. Emotional intelligence is the essence of leadership. And without emotional intelligence, even an incisive and analytical smart mind, that cannot make a great leader. If you think about that statement and think about the people that you deem successful, they are the people that have the ability to bring people alongside them. They can create that resonance. Effective leaders are alike in one crucial way. They all have a high degree of emotional intelligence, and that starts with the ability to be emotionally aware, the recognition of how our emotions affect our performance, and the ability to use our values to guide decision making. This is probably where we need to explain how the brain actually works and how that impacts on you and why emotional intelligence is the most critical thing that is we have within ourselves as human beings. The first part is about your working memory. Now, the working memory is that prefrontal lobe of your brain. It sits just behind your forehead, and it's what you're using now while you're listening to me, because it's vital for comprehension, understanding, planning, decision making, reasoning, and learning. And we use those things all the time throughout our day. But what's interesting about this is that the brain works in this way. It enters the emotional aspect of your brain first, then it filters through to the frontal lobe of the brain where the working memory lies. And so what we're saying here is that initially it goes through to something which is called the amygdala, which is the part of the brain where emotions lie, and then to the frontal lobe where logical decisions make, and where those logical decisions are going to be lying and contributing to your rational thinking. But the critical part about that is that it came through your emotional brain first. So the outcome of that is that emotionally intelligent people focus on goals rather than demanding instant gratification. That's a demonstration of the fact that they are thinking much longer term. They're setting goals for themselves. So even when someone offers them a job that is high earning and has a high salary, if it doesn't coincide with those plans that they've made, with their beliefs and their values, then they will turn that down. They're not looking for instant gratification. Emotional intelligence have the capability of understanding the feeling of others. They are better at handling relationships of every kind, and the practical business implications of using emotional intelligence are immense. An analysis of partners' contribution in an accountancy company to the profits of a top large accounting firm in the US. They were part of the top 100 Fortune companies, and Daniel Goldman and his colleagues looked at individuals within that organization. And what they did was they looked at the different partners. What they saw was that when a partner had significant higher competencies in self-management, he was adding 78% more than his colleagues in incremental profit. And that's, a great thing to know. Then he looked at significant higher competencies in social skills, and they yielded 110% greater profit than the colleagues that weren't showing and using those competencies. And that's fantastic too. But the most amazing figure that we have here, and it's why emotional intelligence critically is the aspect that is strategically creating profit and sustainability within organizations, within the individuals, and their ability to be successful, but it's also bringing success to the organizations that they work for. So the practical implications of using your competency in relationship management competencies, in this particular instance, added 390% incremental profit. And in this case, that represented, in English pounds, £920,000 more per year. That is a staggering amount of money. Just imagine the bottom line if all the partners were equipped in this way, if they were able to use their competencies in relationship management. And this is what our using your emotional intelligence can do for you. So let's look at some of the competencies. And what is very apparent is people who are emotionally intelligent, and the figures back this up, people who have created goals for themselves, remember I referred to that earlier and said those people who are turned down jobs because they have aspirations and they know which way they're headed. One of the competency areas is they know where they are headed and why. It is an aspect of emotional intelligence. They therefore will be firm in turning down that job that is tempting financially, but it doesn't fit with principles or long-term goals. They are very transparent and they have an authentic openness to others about their feelings, their beliefs and their actions, which allows integrity within any area of business. But for instance, if we take, just as an example, if we take sales as an area of business, the most successful people in those areas are people who are able to say in a very transparent way that this is the story, this is the reality, and this is why you're able to do this, because you have this integrity and your ability to persuade, collaborate, and your ability to conduct and negotiate and deal with conflict is all around this ability to build relationships and create resonance. That huge amount of 390% incremental profit, which was attributed to the ability to create relationships with people as human beings. When actually people who create relationships with people, and again going back to Malcolm Gladwell's work, this time in The Tipping Point, he talks about the guy who had thousands of contacts. He created networks of people, and as a result of that, he was successful. His social competency was around the area in his ability to manage his relationships and most critically the ability to understand others. This is a very, very fine strand of emotional intelligence, and it's very often the key to success and to being hugely successful. That ability to understand others and the ability to sense others' feelings and perspectives and take an active interest in their concerns. Emotionally intelligent people are attentive to emotional cues and they listen well. If you ask people why these people are good, why are they such a good leader? They always say this, along with other things, they listen well. They have the ability to show sensitivity and understanding of other people's perspectives. They help out based on understanding people's needs and feelings. All of those are very critical. And if you're a salesperson and you're looking to increase your ability, go next to one of the programs we really endorse to you. Look at the customer-based business, as you should be doing, and go next to the Counsellor Sale program. You will find, as an emotionally intelligent person, this critically is what you're doing. You're creating relationships with people, and as a result of that, you're successful. And when Wayne Hassel, who was a partner in Genuine Business, who had a hugely successful career using his emotional intelligence within sales, his emotional intelligence allowed him to create relationships globally, irrespective of culture, relationships with people that made people feel comfortable, and they understood, and he understood, what it was they wanted from their business, and how doing with Wayne and his global organisation would help. Essentially, those people continue to buy from Wayne, even though he was fronting a huge multinational organisation, employing hundreds, involved with providing the customer's product, but they still perceived the business was only done through Wayne. So in summary, what we're saying is that above average IQ plus high emotional IQ will give you success. The main elements revolve around soft skills, and the more and the higher you are within your organisation, they will be more important. Remember, as you get further up the tree with an organisation, it's about what you get other people to do for you than what you do for yourself. And therefore, we're looking at that emotional intelligence. The most important thing that I need to tell you today is, it's great to know that emotional intelligence can be developed. So we're looking at personal competencies, how we manage ourselves. That self-awareness is critical to being able to go forward on this program. And what needs to happen is an epiphany. It's when the penny drops. It's when if we take the term used in The Tipping Point, all of a sudden you just get it. Most importantly, you don't understand why you didn't see it before or didn't realise that before. When you've identified that one fine slither, and quite often in high-performing people it will be one or two fine strands, we now recognise together that are missing within your emotional intelligence. Once we add that fine slither, that one fine skin or skein of the onion, then you will see by adding that together, you will see how your performance will start to soar again. Emotional intelligence is a very useful tool to the people who feel they have plateaued out. Maybe they don't know what else they can do to add to their performance. Maybe they've been doing it for a long time. Maybe they're in their 40s. Maybe they're in their 50s and they think they've actualized their performance. That won't be the case. Where they think perhaps other people maybe have already put them in the box and this is going to be the level you're going to achieve and you're never going to get any better. Again, I can tell you of instances where people who work with this program and find that that slither, and when they have been told in the past they would not walk the mahogany corridors of power, they have surprised everybody because they have become emotionally intelligent. They have become self-aware, and after that, what they do is regulate their behaviour. That ability to manage, to be self-aware, is critical when you recognise that your feelings may be overflowing. The idea of using your gut is about having an accurate assessment of yourself. It's about self-confidence. That working memory that you've been using all those years, from that self-awareness, prepared to be reflective, thoughtful, in a spiritual leader, able to move forward with conviction and authenticity. That is about your ability to be reflective. Authenticity is absolutely one of the strings of a business person that I have always looked for, even before I knew about emotional intelligence. In every individual, if you're an authentic individual, you're probably doing extremely well within your business. Then we look at that ability to manage your behaviour, about your emotional self-control, transparency, adaptability, initiative, and optimism. Optimism is a huge aspect of being emotionally intelligent, an emotionally intelligent animal. The ability to bounce back, the ability to be persistent, have your social awareness, use empathy, organisational awareness, ability to serve. The results? An inspirational leader. Your relationship management will allow you to guide, motivate with compelling vision as you, who is the influencer, can wield a range of tactics for persuasion, able to develop others, bolstering other people's abilities through your feedback and your guidance. To be that change catalyst, initiating, managing and leading in new directions. It will be your relationship management that will allow you also to resolve agreements. Your conflict management, in fact, will almost disappear because it won't be necessary, because that is what you'll be doing. You'll be building relationships, you'll be building bonds, you'll be cultivating and maintaining a web of relationships, developing teamwork with your ability to collaborate. It will be all about cooperation with your team, bringing yourself alongside them. Remember that word I said at the beginning that Daniel Goldman is now using, which is at the core of what successful people are about. It is the ability to create resonance with other people. You will have that invisible toolkit that top negotiators use. By using emotional intelligence, you will be using compromise. You will not be using coercion. You'll be using bargaining and logic. And people will be coming alongside you with that invisible toolkit. It offers emotionally intelligent leaders a direct pipeline to their accumulated life wisdom, that inner attunement of self-awareness, to sense the message, that gut feeling that we use. The source of gut feeling that people perhaps may dismiss, but people who are emotionally intelligent know that hunches start much deeper in the brain. They sense that, they know that. And as a result of that, it's about self-confidence. It's presenting themselves with self-assurance. People who have presence, which is another aspect of emotional intelligence, those people, once they speak, everyone turns to them and listens to them. And everyone is engaged. This is because they're demonstrating much deeper feelings and that they've created a platform where they can talk about the most difficult things because they've built relationship with people on being trustworthy and conscientious. They have an accurate sense of themselves. They are aware of their strengths and weaknesses. They're reflective. They have a candid sense of their own performance. They're able to show a sense of humour and perspective about themselves, able to laugh at themselves. They're frank in admitting failure. And they often laugh and tell you stories about themselves with smiles on their faces. They are innovative, adaptable, open to new ideas and approaches. They encourage people to take fresh perspectives and risks in their thinking as well. They're innovative in their cognitive and emotional aspect of themselves. And those are absolutely working together. And as Albert Einstein said, we need two wings to fly, and the brain is merely a muscle, and it has no personality. What they have is achievement, which drives, they have those as their assistants. Most of all, they understand others. They sense other people's feelings and perspectives. They take an active interest in their concerns too as a result of that. Best, and their service and their orientation, their anticipation, it gives them the ability to recognise customers' needs. It develops others and senses others' development needs and bolsters their activities. They actively cultivate opportunities through diverse people. That network of people that they developed along the path to success, they actively keep in touch with those people because they know keeping the doors open is a useful skill along the way. They have that political awareness, reading the political sense of what's going on in the undercurrent of an organisation. All of this is critical. They use their empathy, their ability to be aware of other people's empathy is critical for superior performance where the job focuses on people. And of course, we know that the only things that we have within organisations are two assets, the money and the people. Let's work with those in completely the right way. Critically, what we know is that we are working and we always should be manipulating money, but we should be growing our people. That way we'll be able to do that using our persistence. The ability to be very persistent, not give up, creating our own vitality, vitalizing your organization, creating that happiness, creating that opportunity to bring happiness within your organization. Remember that your commitment to everyone within the organisation will overflow, like the guy who sat in his ivory tower every day, but when he arrived in his business, everyone was affected by his attitude that day. Choose your attitude to create a ramping up of the optimism through your organisation. Using emotional intelligence, personnel have the ability to take on difficult challenges and come up with creative solutions. Positive, with positive mental preparation. The willingness to practice, the willingness to bring that actively to your business and to yourself. The key thing is that when we work with our emotional intelligence, the really big payback is that it affects all of your life. Like the guy who said to Angela, "I will put a toe in the water, but I did not realise the water was so deep." So go ahead, look at the programme. Be involved with the programme, think hard and be reflective. Don't move too quickly with the programme. Remember, you will need an epiphany, something that makes you think, why didn't I realise that before? Why did I not realise that this behaviour was impacting so largely on my life? The fact that I wasn't tuning into people and sensing other people's feelings, go ahead and do it. Emotional intelligence will allow you to actualize your potential and your birthright to be a successful person at all levels of your life. It is an opportunity which you cannot afford to miss.